This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Football. Speaking about exciting, Bran.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Back in, I guess, the early part of late part of December, after the state championships were over, had an opportunity to go to the Crib All-Star game. And, you know, you take a look at a lot of the great athletes from this, you know, that play football, whether they go on and, you know, become power lifters or, you know, play another sport. You know, like I've seen a lot of them also, you know, in MMA fighting. But there was another opportunity talking to Ryan Forston that I never really thought about, because I know there's a lot of great rugby players, but I never thought, wow, that'd be a great crossover. And Ryan kind of turned me on to it. He is part of that South Florida rugby, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Ryan, thanks so much for taking the time. And, you know, you gave me something to think about, you know, after I met you, because I never put the two together. I've seen a lot of players play rugby before. We had a kid at West Broward a few years ago that got a scholarship to Army, and he became one of the top rugby players in college. But I never thought about it as a club. First of all, welcome to the show, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me. Well, I was excited.
Talk about rugby.
Wanted to talk to Big Blue.
Yeah, you're funny. Talk about rugby. Talk about the sport. What made, because you're a former football player, what made you fall in love with it? And obviously we've seen it's a tough game. There's no padding. I mean, it's just, you know, it's all out. What was it that made you fall in love with rugby, Ryan?
Well, during my high school years, I played football in Atlanta, Georgia. I played at South Gwinnett High School. And my senior year, I had a shoulder injury. As a matter of fact, I dislocated, fractured, shattered my shoulder. And so that ended my high school career abruptly. It wasn't until I went out to Georgia Southern where I saw some old high school teammates playing rugby out on the intramural field. And I thought, you know, that looks way softer than, you know, tackling somebody with hard metal and hard plastic on. Why don't I go try it out? Stepped onto the rugby pitch and never looked back. I fell in love with it because it's the same. It's just as violent as football. It's challenging. I would say it's more of a chess game, or it's an organic game that doesn't stop moving, or rarely stops moving, rarely has any dead balls, compared to football, where you'll be playing football way less than the time you actually spend at a football game. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's 80 minutes, just a half, 40-minute halves. It's fun, man. It's fun. I can't really describe the feeling I get every time I step on the pitch, but it does mimic the same feeling I had every time I stepped on a football field. It's an international sport. Played by many all around the world. It's introduced me to many cultures. It's also like a golf. It's a social sport. You can use it to network. You can use it to just make more friends. You can use it to just compete against the best in the world. You know what I mean? It's many aspects to the sport that I know other South Florida kids will enjoy as well.
Yeah. And you look at, I mean, we see it in European countries, obviously England and Scotland and Ireland. You look at, you know, you watch some of the games on TV sometimes, you see these guys, and they're not all necessarily 6'3", 250. I mean, there's a lot of guys in there that are 5'10", 165, 170. Is it a sport where, you know, being strong is nice, but it's more of a technical sport? It seems like to me, if you're a technician and you're smarter, you're just as effective as somebody twice your size almost.
And that is true. I can tell you about my good friend, Ronaldini Frazier. He is a scrum half of Jamaica's national team, and he's sitting at a grand stature of 5'2". But he's the hardest thing to tackle on the field. And so that's another – I'm glad you brought that up, because that's another reason why I fell in love with the sport. When I was in football, me and my frame, I was just 5'5", hard to get over 165. I love to hit. You know, I played a little outside linebacker and some rover. Love to hit. Love to fill a gap. You know, love to cause disruption. But it was my size. And on the opposite side of the ball, I was a fast guy, but running the ball wasn't my thing. I used to love to block, you know what I mean? So I didn't really fit into the niche that a lot of coaches wanted me to fit into. But rugby allowed me to exploit everything that I'm good at. Use it all in one, combine it, put it all together. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's another thing. That's why I said this game is more of a chess. It's not just, you know, brute force. Of course, size plays a factor, but it's also it's mainly the head on your shoulders.
Okay.
That makes a difference.
All right. Yeah, no, I mean, listen, and you know as well as I do, having played football before, there are a lot of, you look at linemen, and some smaller linemen become better because they're better technically. And, you know, you look in football with Zach Thomas, who went into the Hall of Fame, 5'6", 225 pounds coming out of high school, and he's in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, there's a method to the madness. Let me ask you something, Ryan. What about Australian rules football? I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. What is the comparison between the two sports, if there is?
Okay. Australian footy. That ventures into a new realm of rugby. They don't even play on a rectangular field. They play in an oval pitch. So I'm not too familiar with Aussie rules football, but
right. The
other formats, the formats that are closely related to football, well, matter of fact, that football evolved from are rugby union and rugby league. Rugby league being the format closest to NFL rules.
Good stuff. Let me ask you, there's a lot of people that listen to our show that were in the same situation as you were and, you know, said, okay, football's nice, but, you know, I want more of a challenge. I want something different. How do they get in touch with you guys to maybe come out and see South Florida Rugby Football Club and see what you guys do and maybe attend a practice or attend a scrimmage or a game? Let everybody know how they could do that.
Well, you can follow us on Instagram at SoFlo Rugby. That's SoFloRugby. The rest of our social media handles, that's TikTok, X, and so on and so forth. You will find us at SoFloRFC. SoFloRFC. Facebook and YouTube, you can just spell it out, South Florida Rugby Football Club. You'll be able to find us there. Or if you're hearing this at any given moment, just go ahead, pick up your phone and text 305-916-1100. We're always looking for new people. I'm always excited to pick up the phone and grow the family and grow the game. And it's not just, you know, because of the love of the sport. It's the opportunities it provides. It's an overwhelming talent pool of athletes down here. And they don't usually make it through, you know, the pro path. A lot of them should, right? Rugby offers more professional opportunities, not just on the field, but even through administration. I've seen college students help manage their rugby team and get a whole job that's not related to the degree they're studying for.
Good stuff.
When I was coaching at the University of Miami, they had the athletic director of the intramurals, actually. She managed her club gymnastics team as the president, and she was an environmentalist major. Well, she ended up, as soon as she graduated, getting a degree, getting a job in business administration, focusing on sports, right? Or sports administration. And so that's something I want to bring to the table. You know, for all the athletes, come out here and play. If you, even in youth athletes, men, women, all of them, we have it all for you. If you don't feel like you're getting the appropriate looks for your original sport, you know, football, track, no matter what it may be, especially for football, come out here and play. I guarantee you, and I've spoken with other coaches, that if you have your rugby highlights mixed in with your football highlights, you're going to be immediately categorized.
Good.
In an upper echelon compared to the rest of the football players that may be ranked the same as you, you know?
Love it. Ryan, I can't thank you enough, brother. We'll keep in touch. Let me know when things are going on. Maybe we'll get out there and check out a match.
All right. I appreciate you, man.
Good stuff.
It's always good
Ryan
to hear from the legend.
Nah, thanks, man. Ryan Forston, South Florida Rugby. We thank him so much for joining us. Another option, guys. Another option.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.